Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of the Pig's Ear. My name is Patrick Jackson. I'm talking to you from Nagoya, Japan. This story is called August. While at university in Dublin, I started working in restaurants to make some extra money. My first job was in an Indian restaurant as a dishwasher, but that wasn't much fun and the wages were very low. I really wanted to be a waiter so that I could get tips and meet customers. One day, a friend of mine told me that if I wanted to, I could get a job as a waiter in the restaurant where he was working. This restaurant was owned by the members of U2, a famous Irish rock band. Their lead singer is called Bono, and his brother was the manager of the restaurant. I got the job, but was very surprised to find out that I would have to work all through the night. The restaurant stayed open until 6 in the morning. It was very tiring and I wasn't able to study very much. I often used to go to sleep in lessons and I got very bad scores in my tests. Unfortunately, the restaurant went out of business. One of the reasons was that the chefs used to take food from the freezers and bring it home with them after work to feed their own families. When the restaurant closed for the last time, we decided to open our own place. Steve had been the doorman at U2's restaurant, and Ben was an Australian waiter. We opened our place in the month of August and called our new all-night cafe August. Every night we opened at midnight and closed at 6 a.m. We were always very busy between 3 and 5 after nightclubs closed, mainly because there was nowhere else to go in town. We had lots of fun, but even though we had hundreds of customers, we never made much money. There were two main reasons for this. Firstly, we often went to the casino after work and lost the money playing roulette and blackjack. And secondly, most customers only ordered coffee, so their bills were very small. Eventually, we got tired of playing restaurant and gave the business to Tony, the chef. He soon went out of business, and the place is now operating as a dance club. We had opened August in 1995 and closed the following year in July 1996. 11 months of madness. The happiest thing that happened in the short history of August was that it was where I met my wife, Yuko. She came in with a friend. They had coffees and left without paying. That is the story of yet another of my unsuccessful business ventures. Questions. 1. Why did Patrick start working in restaurants? 2. Why did Patrick want to work as a waiter rather than as a dishwasher? 3. How did Patrick get a job in U2's restaurant? 4. Why did Patrick sleep through his lessons at university? 5. Why did U2's restaurant go out of business? 6. Why was the new all-night cafe called August? 7. What was the busiest time every night? 8. Why didn't Patrick make much money? 9. What did Patrick do when he got tired of running his restaurant? 10. What was the happiest thing that happened in the history of the restaurant? That is the end of episode 8 of The Pig's Ear. I hope you enjoyed the story. Bye for now.